Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. When you find yourself on a new path in life, whether planned or unexpected, you may feel lost and unsure which path to take. Your decisions of how to move forward may be tainted by adversities of your younger life. I will partner with you so you can discover what you need to come home, whether that is a physical home or the home in you. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Hi, welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. We are having an unexpected technical difficulty. My guest, Carla Rupp, will be either on audio or hopefully we'll get her on video. But nonetheless, I am Rosita, your discovery coach and realtor. Thank you so much for joining me. I am hosting the show today. And we are going to have Carla Rupp on our show. She is also a realtor. We are both at Coldwell Banker. We have known each other for a while. Collectively, we have 22 years of experience, and we've done some open houses and things of that nature. Today, let's see if Carla is on. Carla, are you on?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yay! We can hear you. We can't see your beautiful face.
Oh, so sorry for the technical difficulties, everyone.
This is what happens. You just got to roll with it, right? It's just stuff happens and you just got to keep on rolling. But Carla, we connected immediately because we have the same type of work ethic. We treat our clients with an excellence of service. We have a high level of integrity. We really care about what happens to our clients. And we give service with a smile. And in Carla's case, she gives it with Southern charm. So welcome to the show, Carla Rupp. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Rosita. I really appreciate that. And Rosita said it perfectly. We lead, our business model is we lead with client concierge service, if you will. And so, you know, I know we're going to be talking, Rosita, about buyers and sellers in this market. Whichever side you're on, it really does make a difference who you work with today, more than ever, I think. And so I think that our business models of not just caring, but having the professionalism and reputations in the real estate community that we have is really helping to serve our clients better more than ever.
Thank you for joining us, Carla.
Thank you. I wish you could see me.
Me too. Okay, so today our topic is real estate tips on how to navigate in this market. And this market has been... Yes. So I'd like to start off with talking about the housing bubble. And, you know, there's talk that the market is going to crash like it did in 2008. Any thoughts on that, Mark, Carla?
Well, you know, we don't have the same environment as we do. I know, especially at the beginning of 2021, I had a lot of my clients asking me the same thing. If you remember back in 2008, interest rates were probably at 7%, right, hovering around 7%. Now, even with them going up, which everyone seems to be panicking about, I'm sure we're going to talk about that, they're still historic lows. And, you know, we just don't have that exact same environment. There have been some safeguards that have been put in place. People were signing loan docs that they didn't really know what they were signing. Now, as a buyer, you have the ability to get what is called a closing disclosure that just lists out all of your costs beforehand. And by law, you can't even sign your loan docs until 3 days after you receive that. So there's some safeguards put in place. And I just don't think that we're looking at the same environment as we had in 2008. Now, I think the more the question, instead of asking if it's going to be a bubble, is when is the climb going to stop, the acceleration in home prices? What do you think, Rosita? Is that more the question that you're getting to from your clients?
Oh, all kind of questions, but I want to go back to the crash in 2008, because I actually got my license in the end of 2007. So I walked right into that whole market.
That was a real escape.
But what I experienced in that market was that a lot of buyers were buying homes with the stated income. And back then they called them liar loans, right? Mm-hmm. And then they got into a home with the adjustable rate mortgage, better known as ARM. And I believe what that does is allow the buyer, the homeowner, to pay just the interest, which is a low monthly payment. But as the loan adjusts to a fixed rate, then they have principal, the principal amount added to it. And it was just too high. So the homeowners had to default on their loans in large numbers. Mm-hmm. That created a big turmoil in the financial markets. The stock market collapsed. Unemployment soared. And that was the reason for the crash in 2008. That's, mm-hmm. And I agree with you, Carla. It is completely different nowadays in 2022. Because of COVID, the government gave this lenient forbearance terms, right? And on top of that, with the increase of home values, that allows the homeowner to be able to pay back those missed payments by either selling their home or refinancing. Right. So the unemployment is down to 3.8%. I don't see, there are some short sales, but not like in 2008. That was a norm back then. And the interest rates, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we got a lot of questions, like I said, especially at the beginning of 2021. Some buyers held out. I had clients specifically that held out buying because they just swore the market was going to be flooded with those, you know, from those forbearance holders. And I think the last update that we got, it dipped from, I think the last, it was 3.23% from 1 week, and now it's down to about 3.8%. About 40% of borrowers that had claim forbearance had their loans modified, like you said, or, you know, added to the end of their loan. And another 42% never even did miss payments. People just panicked, you know, at the beginning of COVID and wanted to know, oh, what do I do if I can't, you know, afford my house payment? Well, about 42% of them didn't end up needing to even claim that forbearance.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's nothing. 2022 is nothing compared to 2008. I don't foresee a market crash.
Yeah. Now we still have the other thing. We have very, very low inventory, right? And so the demand is still high because of the low interest rates and the low inventory. So we still have, although we have a lot of people moving out of California, we still have a lot moving in. We have a lot of Northern Californians moving down to Southern California. A lot of the high tech people, you know, they've been told, hey, you can work out anywhere now. And so they've come to where they can get a little more space and larger home for still less money than they can in Northern California and Southern California. So,
well, especially still, San California, Francisco.
Still, yeah, still a bargain.
With a smile.
Exactly. See my face.
I think that's one of the advantages that COVID brought is that a lot of companies are doing the work from home option. Mm-hmm. So that allows buyers to go outside of the city, not worrying about the commute because they're working from home. So that opens up more properties for them to go look at and potentially buy.
Right, right.
So what about, what have you heard with the market predictions for 2022?
Well, I will tell you this. I think I would have been a little more confident in those predictions before the last few weeks. You know, real estate is tied very closely to the job market, which we talked about is coming up and looking good. However, it's also tied to world events. And so we don't know. I'm not promising anybody anything at this time. Right now, we haven't seen that trickle down in our San Diego market. We are seeing maybe a little slowdown in, you know, we had properties that were selling way above asking price. Now, you know, slightly higher still, but maybe not quite as high. Because also too, with interest rates going up, that is really putting a little bit of a pinch on what people can afford. I mean, the median price home for San Diego County is 830, inching up to 850.
Yeah, and it's predicted to keep going up. I mean, the price increases are predicted to go up 4 to 6%.
That's right. And like I said, I'm just putting a little caveat there for, you know, let's watch what's happening. I know everybody's kind of holding on to some money with their gas prices and grocery prices and all of that. But I see it. If everything remains the same, I agree with you. A good 5% at least this year.
Right. And then the interest rates, that's supposed to increase to 4%. Mm-hmm. But still historically lower than it's ever been, right?
Yes, years, exactly. Like we talked about back in 2008, we're at 7%. I think I saw back in 2020, beginning of 2021 was the lowest, right? We were even dipped into some of those high twos.
Right.
And however, I just want to say, I think this is a little opportunity, a little window of opportunity possibly for buyers who lost out, you know, got really burned on, just kind of burned out on, you know, putting offers in during the summer or something and didn't quite get anything. And they're back, you know, even though the Federal Reserve had signaled that they're prepared to raise that target interest rate several times this year, they may put a little bit of a break on it right now, right? Because of the whole Ukraine-Russia scenario. And so they're not going to raise them maybe quite as much as they had anticipated immediately. So this may be a little window of opportunity for buyers.
Right. I was listening to a video and Lawrence Yun, the chief economist, economist of National Association of Realtors.
Yeah, he's great.
He was saying, though, that the days for the sellers' easy gains, that's coming, that's kind of dissipating a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, with the appraisal gaps and the high list, you know, the high list prices will be coming to an end. But I don't see that. I mean, a lot of other predictions are that the list prices are going to be increasing. But Lawrence seemed to think that it's going to come to a balanced market. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But I like what you say, Carla, because we are in an election year, right? Mm-hmm. And politics, Ukraine, things can change on a dime.
That's right.
I mean, everything that is predicted for anything, not just real estate, that can dramatically change. So either way, I think let's move into giving our buyers and sellers some tips on how to prepare or even navigate in this market.
And can I just add one thing to that last? Because I totally agree with what you said. I will say that, you know, throughout for the last 30 years, at least, real estate has been such a great hedge against inflation. And so we know that we're looking at inflation, you know, 7.5% the last time I checked.
And yeah,
but you can still get a mortgage rate. If you think about it, you can still lock into a 30-year mortgage for somewhere between 3 and 4%. Now, depending on your credit score and credit history and that kind of thing, and depending what kind of loan you want to take out. But historically, real estate really is one of the best hedges against inflation.
Right. And with the rental market, their prices are starting to creep up again.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, do you rent or do you buy? Because it's almost at the same dollar level. And to me, if you're paying rent for $2,500, $3,000 a month, check it out and see if you can buy a home. At least you'll be paying into your own equity.
That's right.
Your landlords.
Exactly. So, totally agree.
So let's start with what's going on with the sellers in 2022.
Oh, boy. I would say, you know, I think one of the mistakes that I'm starting to see sellers do is feeling like they can throw their house on the market. They don't have to do a thing to it. And they're just going to get 20 multiple offers. You know, that's become kind of the expectation. And in that respect, I do agree with Lawrence that we're seeing a little bit of dampering in that. And, you know, there's an agent in our office who rightly says we live in the HGTV world, right? And so I just had an experience that my buyers saw two houses. They were exact model matches, exact. It was the same house, maybe five doors down. And one of them was dreary. They hadn't done anything to it. They really didn't even pick up. And then the other one was showcase ready. And the first one had received maybe 2 to 3 offers, and the second one received 15 offers. And there really is a difference. There, sometimes people think that real estate agents were just trying to get you to spend unneeded money, and that's just not true. You know, most people's goal is to get top dollar for their home, and we really do know how to counsel you to get there. And you still need to. Now there are some exceptions. You know, we have seen some almost tear down selling with multiple offers, you know, especially back in the summer. Yes. But for the most part, buyers are still attracted to a fresh palette. They don't want a house that feels lived in. They want to be able to envision themselves, their new life there.
I like that. You don't want a house that feels lived in.
I want to be the only one who lives there. So
that's absolutely true. When I do a comparative market analysis for my sellers, because they're trying to determine, you know, they see the prices rising. They're like, oh, I should be able to get $850 for my property because the house down the street sold for $850. And, you know, they didn't have that many upgrades. It wasn't totally remodeled. You know, and really, it's up to the buyers to decide the value of that house, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they could, just like in your example, same exact floor plan, but buyers are spending so much money that, of course, you want to move into a house that is move-in ready, not lived in.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great point. You still, as sellers, you still have to, you know, view your house as if you're the buyer coming in, and would you buy it? What? Because, you know, when we're buyers, right, we're very critical.
Yes.
So view it like that and make prepare your house in that mindset.
Yes. And I think I like to use a phrase that you need to take off your owner hat, because everybody, you know, a house is personal. They've lived there. They've put their time and energy in there, and they look at it as perfect. But we realtors, it's not our goal to criticize or, like I said, you know, have you spend unneeded money. We just know how to get you to that end goal. We, you know, Rosita and I both have the advantage where we work probably equally with sellers and buyers. And so we really have the advantage where we can educate the other side on how we can educate sellers, how buyers are thinking right now. We can educate buyers what the sellers are thinking in this market. And so I think if they can stop for a second and really consider those things and consider that we really are there to help them and help them reach their goals, that, you know, I just think the end result, they'll be glad for the end result.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing that I've been running into is sellers, they sell their house, now what?
Yeah.
Do they buy? Do they rent? Do they move out of town? And I've talked to a lot of realtors who are on the listing side, right, where I'm the buyer's agent. And I always ask them, would you consider a contingency offer on this listing? 100% no. There's no reason to take, if a seller is selling their house and wanting to buy another house, the seller puts an offer on another house, it's called a contingency offer. Right. And in that case, 100% of the time, listing agents say, no, we wouldn't take a contingency offer because there's too many buyers.
Right.
There's too many buyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say, if you're going to sell your house before you even list it, really have a plan of, okay, do we want to rent, you know, for at least 6 months to a year, or do we want to move out of state? I mean, those are things I think that need to be talked about before you even put it on the market.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We don't want sellers homeless, if you will. And that's a, those are real considerations. And again, you know, this kind of leads to, we've had a few people too, that we call them FSBOs in the industry, for sale by owner. And people really kind of glommed onto the idea that, oh, the market's so great, I can sell it by myself. Well, I would say, you know, to those for sale by owners that consider, if you are considering that you'll get, let's say you get 10 offers, do you know how to vet all those 10 offers? Do you know how to, you know, counter which ones? How do you know, are the terms the right terms for you? So there's a lot more to it than I think they just think, you know, there's buyers out there, I don't need a realtor. And I've gotten a few calls in the last year where help, you know, you can't do this by ourselves. So, you know, I would say don't even go down that road. Cause the other thing is too, we obviously, we're going to market your property in the best way possible. And one of those is going to the place where most buyers are looking, and that's the MLS. Right. So, you know, we photograph it, we present it in the best way possible. And if sellers don't have the ability to that, it's just a sign in your yard. So you're really cutting down the exposure that way.
Well, I also want to add to that, Carla, is that we realtors go on ongoing training for these documents, because California is such a litigious state. I mean, our residential purchase agreement is now, I think, 14 pages. It just got updated. I mean,
yeah.
So we've got about, oh my gosh, we have about 5 minutes. So
this is so fun.
One thing I want to say, if you are a seller, ask for a 21-day close at escrow. And then at least a 30-day rent back. So you'll have time to get into another place, but be looking before all that.
Sure. And again, working with a realtor is your key to that.
Yeah. The one that smiles or has Southern charm.
Preferably. So
just quickly for buyers, I think buyers should start. I always tell my buyers, start right now.
Yes.
Because you've got to clean up your, if you need to clean up your credit report, you've got to prepare your down payment, which could be anywhere from 3.5%. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We've got 2 minutes. So,
oh boy. Okay.
So buyers, always conduct a home inspection. Always, always, always. That is so important. And, make sure that your mortgage payment is only 30% of your income, because you don't want to get into a situation where you are house poor and have to sell.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Great point. Anything else you want to add to that, Carla?
I would say work with the right team. You know, we have, it's important who your realtor is, and it's equally important who your loan officer is. And so those, you, the client, the realtor, and the loan officer really can make a difference on getting offers accepted over other buyers' offers in this market. And so I would say, you know, we can help you put together that, you know, a team to give you the best chance of having offers accepted.
Absolutely. So we are coming down to 1 minute. We want to thank you so much, Carla. Thanks for joining me. This was a lot of fun.
This was great.
Back near the end of summer, and we could see how the summer went. Contact us. Our information is on the promo that we sent out, and I'll be sending a clip for the video, and you'll find the recording on my YouTube channel. So thank you again, Carla.
You.
I appreciate you so much. Always with any questions, we are more than happy to help you out. Thank you for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. With me, Rosita Perez McLaurin. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. I will help you learn to face the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.